We have more great gospel music coming your way. Just get ready, sit back, and relax.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Y'all looking good. Amen. Did another little song a long time ago. Little song that Doug and I did. We just re-recording it tonight. Little song that went something like this. Put your hands together, church folk.
Won't God do it? Won't God do it? Won't Catch the wave, yes, on the NFI.
Let me see the hand of knowing if the Lord say yes, that the other can't say no. Oh! William Brothers, let's go back and have a little church. I got a choir with me tonight. If the Lord say yes, it's time. Can I get one witness? If the Lord say yes, it's done. Oh yes, if he say move, mountain move. Stand back and watch the miracles come true. Oh, if the Lord say yes, it's done. Let me sing one more verse. If the Lord say yes, count it done. Somebody know what I'm talking about. If my master say yes, it's done, yes. Like in the Bible, when the sea was in a rage, he spoke peace and the waters behaved. Ah! If the Lord say yes, it's done. Baby, brother, come on.
Bro.
been a real man up in this building tonight. I'm talking about some real men. I need all the real men to get on your feet and just say this right here. Say this. Oh! When they say it will be done, I want y'all to reach way down from here. Way down from here. And y'all say something like this. Y'all say, yes, it will. Got it, brother? Yes, it will. Come on, brother. Yes, it will. Come on, brother. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look at somebody and tell them, let's make the devil mad. Let's make the devil mad. Look at him and tell him he done too much, done too much wrong in my life. I need to kick him out of here. Now what I want you to do, I want you to remember your parts. And on the count of three, we gonna do this. But before you do that, I want you to get them hands up in the air like this and get your rock on. Song that we did on the Still Standing album might be a little too old timey for some of y'all young folks in here. Every now and then I like to go back. They messed around and played a little old song on the radio. Williams Brothers went something like this. Oh, 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 oh. Standing your way, oh, Jesus. Oh, yes, I am.
Tonight.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD Tucson.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington. Around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I just feel good today. I just feel good. I just feel like we got control over the devil. I just feel like we got it where we need him to be. Right up under our feet. Huh? Y'all talk back to me now. You see, the devil is busy. Let me see the hands of those that ever had to come in contact with the devil face to face. I need to see them hands up in here. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Try to be mean, don't it? Try to be stubborn, don't it? I'm so glad I got my mama here tonight, and she taught me how to be prayed up. When the devil stay up, I pray up. You see, we can't let the devil take control of us. We got too many people just sit back and just let Satan just creep in our homes, creep up in our jobs, creep up in the schools, and children killing children, children raping children, children. Ah! That ain't nothing but Satan. You got to look at old Satan and tell him, say, no weapon formed against me. I thought we had some church folks ready to go up in here. Shall prosper. Bishop Star Wars, you know what I'm talking about. You got to tell him, it won't work. Lewis Foster, you know what I'm talking about. Look at that old devil telling him, no weapon formed against me. Shall I hear it won't work? Thank you, Jesus. See, we got to let him know we mean business. When you walk into him face to face, you got to stand up like a real Christian, a true Christian, a bona fide Christian, and tell old Satan, bring it on. Shoot your best shot. Give me what you got. Because anything that you can give me, God can give me something better. Oh! Yeah, yeah. Let's look at it and tell them, say, it won't work. I need y'all to just sing that with me. Make a big cry. Make a big cry here tonight. And just let the devil know we mean business. Everybody, come on. It won't work. Sounds so good to me. Woo! The devil don't like that when we come together and praise God like that. Y'all tell, say it like you mean it. It won't work. Try to take my job if you want them. I'm still going to keep some money in the bank and pay my bills. It won't work. Yeah, try to get on the street and try to make my children take drugs and sell drugs. But look at it, it won't work. I just want y'all to let him know you really mean business. Take a deep breath and just hold it. It won't work. I got plenty of clothes in my closet, and my children got plenty of clothes too. It won't work. Got a new car under the garage, and I'm going to keep it, because God's going to enable me to pay the notes on it. It won't work. It won't work. Keep folks just looking around at these folks praising. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. Work. Take another deep breath. It won't work. Now just pretend Satan is standing right there in front of you. And just shake your head at him like this. Come on, everybody. And tell him, no.
No.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, get on your feet and give God some praise up in here. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Never see your face. everybody. Why don't we give the Lord some praise? Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, is there anybody out there who want to give God some praise? Oh, come on and magnify him right now. Come on, magnify him. How many know the Lord has stood by your side? Oh, why don't you just give him some praise just for a few seconds? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all praying for me? All right. For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth you made me see, for all the joy you brought in my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream that you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful.
tonight.
Yeah, hallelujah.
In spite of yourself.
Hallelujah.
In spite of yourself.
Hallelujah.
God still loves you tonight.
Hallelujah.
In spite of all the wrong you've done.
Yes, God.
You may be a prostitute.
Yes.
You may be a drug addict.
Yes.
You may be an alcoholic.
Yes.
But God still loves you tonight.
Yes.
He don't love me no better than he loves
yes.
you tonight. He really loves you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He proved it over and over.
Yes.
He proved it over and over.
Because he loves me, I'm
We'll be right back with more great gospel music right after this important message.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We here at the Lincoln Park Holiness Church invite you to come join in with us at NFIRadio.com every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. for powerful preaching, teaching, and praise. Join in with us with Reverend Thurland Kearney and Catch the Wave.
Catch the Wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
I'm Angela Breedlove, reporting on location for the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome. I am Angela Breedlove, and today I have the honor to have one of our living legends of gospel, Mr. JoJo Wallace.
Well, praise the Lord, Sister Angela, and God bless you. I'm so happy to be able to interview with you and let the folk know how much the Nightingales love them, and we're still praising God for salvation.
Yes. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm exactly, the Lord says so, 88 years old.
Wow.
88, and still praising, spreading the God news.
Yes.
The good news to God.
And how long have you been with the Nightingale?
About 67 years. 67 years.
Wow.
With the Sensational Nightingales.
And you have traveled all over the world.
Oh, yes. We've done many all over different parts of the world. And matter of fact, we've done seven countries in Africa.
Wow.
In Sierra Leone, Botswana, Cameroon, Ivory Coast. And then we done 18, we done Europe 18 times.
Wow.
Spain, Italy, France, Germany, Portugal. And we just had a wonderful time. God is blessing the Nightingales to spread the word to the people.
Can you tell me how you got started playing the guitar?
Yes, My brother Johnny, in a place called Williamston, North Carolina, Martin County, and another home we had there, shack, we called it. And my brother, Morris, my sister's boyfriend, acoustic guitar. He was working at a printing office in Williamston, North Carolina, and he brought it home. And he sat down, and I watched him. I sat right between his legs watching him. And I watched where he put his hands at. And I'm around six years old, I believe, like that. And I watched where he put his hands at. And he just kept strumming. And eventually, he put it down and put it in the corner. So, and that means, oh, don't you bother that guitar. And the minute he turned his back, I went and grabbed that guitar, and I started putting my hands where I saw his hands. And then I began to stroke, so like a chord or two. And lo and behold, I done that two or three times. And one day, Mama told Johnny, I said, Johnny, but do you hear JoJo playing that guitar? He said, he didn't borrow my guitar. He said, go get it, son. And I took off, went and grabbed it. You know, and I'm glad because Mama told me to go get it. Because he told me not to don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I started playing horns and singing. Well, I think I'm doing a hymn.
Hmm.
But I love hymns. He said, Johnny said, you mean to tell me you've been borrowing my guitar? And I was doing so good. I think I got a little jealous. But anyway, thank God for me. He's going to home be with the Lord now.
Mm-hmm.
You wind up being a preacher, you know.
Wow.
So he's going. So anyway, in the meantime, I started to listen to my mama, cause she had an organ that the white folk had given her organ, but it called a pump organ. Just they had to patch the foot. Had to pet the foot pedal in order to get a sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they call a pump organ. And she used to play hymns on it. And I love hymns. You know, the Bible said hymns are spiritual songs.
Mm.
And I put in love with them hymns. And she would play. And then I would take my guitar, following her, doing those hymns. And it grew from there.
Wow.
You know, and from then on, I got involved and listened to country gospel.
Uh-huh.
Country gospel back in the day. They called it, I forgot what they call it now, but we call it country gospel. And they were doing more like Hillbilly style.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I got involved in that, playing behind them.
And you said that you've been with the group 67 years.
67 years.
And Mr. Horace Thompson, right? He's been, what, 57 years?
Horace Thompson has been in the group for 55 years.
55 years, okay.
55 years. And 55 years, Thompson was there, and the Lord blessed him to be here 67 years. And Thompson is still here with us now.
Hmm.
He's still singing with me now. And the fellow named Larry Moore, he's came in recently. He's been here about 15 years.
Okay.
He's doing a wonderful job.
Yes.
You know, with the Nightingales.
Well, I'm hoping and praying that you will have the anniversary in Durham.
Yeah.
I missed the anniversary last year.
But you know, Angela, everybody's asking me how come we didn't have the anniversary. Everybody's been calling here. How they been going every year.
Mm-hmm.
How they miss it. So what Larry Moore and Hoss Thompson done, they decided, Lord's will, at 2016, at the second Sunday in
November?
You're right. It may be the first Sunday anyway. I know the second Sunday will be in Petersburg this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be in November, the first Sunday in November at 2016, and downtown at the Armory, hopefully. And so anyway, we're looking for all our fans and friends that they've done before. They come from everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Every year they come. Uh-huh.
I remember years ago, you would have your anniversary in Durham, and I think you would bring part of it to Danville.
That's right. You remember that?
Yes, that's a long time ago.
They sure did. It's for a part of it at Danville. We done Durham, and then went to Danville and done the other part. You're
sure right. Mm-hmm. Now I'm telling my age.
Well, you sound mighty young. Remember all that, girl?
Well,
yes, I'm so proud of you. Got that God giving that space on the air to bless people with, you know, give information on the groups and things. And I thank God for that. I'm so proud of you, too.
Well, I thank you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. You've been ministering for 67 years.
Yeah. 67 years.
That's a blessing.
And the reason why, Angela, because we were teaching the word of God, and God let us stay here many years to do so. We were doing it for our own glory. We were doing it for God to get the glory. And for being blessed by the Nightingale Song Ministry, and I thank God for that. And they're still being blessed right now.
Yes.
Like you first stated, was in Roxbury last Sunday.
Yes.
And had a mixed audience. You know, it was wonderful.
That's a...
And we had a wonderful time there in Rossburg.
Mm. Do you have any final words you would like to leave with our radio listening audience?
Yes, I sure do. I must say to all our Nightingale fans and fans of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they know the Lord and those that don't know the Lord, I pray that you continue to keep your hand in God's hand and trust Him in all you do, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and God will direct your path. Now, secondly, those that do not know Jesus and the point of their sins, Nightingale advise you to give your life to Christ before it's too late and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And we need, and you'll be glad you did.
Yes.
The time is ready for it now. And I will leave this with you. Oh, trust God and obey Him.
Oh, yes. Well, I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity today.
Okay.
And God bless.
And you be blessed, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. You better get ready and bear this in mind. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but by the next time.
By the next time. Tosca Land. He got that ticket, got on board. The ship went sailing away from the shore. Oh, yes,
hot-headed Jonah.
Took her by the hand and she arose. A woman was healed of an issue of blood just by touching the hem of his clothes. He told another man to be of good cheer, for thy sin be forgiven thee. Now I'm a weeping man who still works miracles, because he did the very same for me.
And gone, but are there any miracles in the building here tonight? Trying hard not to keep y'all here too long, but are there any miracles in here tonight? I dare you to look at somebody sitting next to you and say, just in case you don't know, neighbor, what a miracle looks like. You're looking at one right now. Let me do this real quick. Let me do this real quick for somebody that's feeling down.
Yes, sir.
About miracles.
Oh, yeah.
Being performed today. It's a shame full of church folk in here tonight, but I gotta ask you, does he still heal?
Yeah.
Does he still deliver? Let me ask somebody, does he even hear me when I pray?
Oh, yeah.
I stopped by to tell y'all that you may never witness a leper being cleansed, nor the blind being made to see. But if you want to see a walking, talking miracle, you take another look at me.
Miracle.
Oh yeah,
just like he did.
I tell you, he did it for me.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you.
at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now, let's go live.
Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Creflo Dollar, Senior Pastor of World Changes Ministries Christian Center, and I'm here today to agree with you for your healing. I'm telling you right now, you do not have to believe the report of the doctor. You do not have to receive the fear of the devil. There is life in God's word, and when that life is poured in on the inside of your spirit, you will not die. The Lord said to me one morning on the way to church, he said, how can a man die when he spends his time pouring life on the inside? And today, I want to add my agreement with yours by sharing with you from the Word of God, words filled with life, taking God's medicine, scriptures from the Old Testament to the New Testament, on the healing power and the life giving force of God's word. So at this time, prepare yourselves, prepare your ears as we go before the Lord in prayer. Hebrews 2:14-15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast now away, therefore, your confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. The Moffat translation says, now do not drop that confidence of yours. It carries with it a rich hope of reward. Steady patience is what you need, so that after doing the will of God, you may receive what you were promised. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. The Wyman translation says, now faith is a well-grounded assurance of that for which we hope and a conviction of the reality of things which we do not see. The Knox translation says, what is faith? It is that which gives substance to our hopes, which convinces us of things we cannot see. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, yes, and forever. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 12:7-11 and verse 28. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues. If you've not come to your local church to receive prayer, to receive hands laid on you, go there, praise the Lord. The gifts are there working. They are available. Miracle working power is made available to you. 1 John 5:14-15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Healing is according to his will. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. The Knox translation says, such familiar confidence we have in him that we believe he listens to us whenever we make any request of him in accordance with his will. We are sure that he listens to all our requests, sure that the requests we make of him are granted. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardness, of craving and cringing and frowning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. 3 John 2. My friend, I pray that you may in all respects prosper and enjoy good health, just as your soul already prospers. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you are healed. In Jesus' name, I declare that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Therefore, you forbid any sickness or disease to come upon your body. Every disease, germ, every virus that touches your body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of your body functions in the perfection to which God created it to function, and you should forbid any malfunction in your body in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare you healed in Jesus' name. I love you, and I thank God for your health. Isaiah 40:29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. The Knox translation says, rather, it is he who gives the weary fresh spirit, who fosters strength and vigor where strength and vigor is none. The Moffat translation says, into the weary he puts power and adds new strength to the weak. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. The Moffat says, fear not, for I am with you. I am your God. Be not dismayed. I will strengthen. I will support you. I will uphold you with my trusty hand. The Knox translation says, have no fear. I am with thee. Do not hesitate. Am I not thy God? I am here to strengthen and protect thee. Faithful, the right hand that holds thee up. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he has borne our griefs, sickness, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly consider him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Moffat translation of that same scripture says, yet he was wounded because we had sinned. 'Twas our misdeeds that crushed him. 'Twas for our welfare that he was chastised. The blows that fell to him have brought us healing. But he was wounded, according to the Amplified, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the living whereto I sent it. The Moffat translation of that same scripture. So if the promise that has passed my lips, it falls not fruitless and in vain, but works out what I will and carries out my purpose. Isaiah 58:8. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your regard. Then shall your light break forth, according to the Amplified. Then shall your light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of a new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity. And the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for thou art my praise. And I want to tell you something today, child of God. You are the healed protecting your health. You're not trying to get healed. You are already healed, praise the Lord. Agree with the word of God. Agree with these scriptures. You are the healed protecting your health. In fact, say this after me. I am the healed protecting my health. Matthew 4:23-24. Moving now into the New Testament. Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. And the same Jesus that healed them is healing you right now. Matthew 6:9-10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is the will of the Father. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, if you ask God for healing, he will give healing. Matthew 8:2-3. And a leper came to him, and throwing himself at his feet, said, Sir, if only you are willing, you are able to cleanse me. So Jesus put out his hand and touched him, and said, I am willing, be cleansed. Instantly he was cleansed from his leprosy. And I believe that that same testimony can be yours today. Matthew 8:5-10-13. As he entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for his aid. Lord, he said, I have a servant lying sick at my house, cruelly tormented with palsy. Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion answered, Lord, I am not worthy to receive thee under my roof. My servant will be healed if thou wilt only speak a word of command. I too know what it is to obey authority. I have soldiers under me. And I say, go to one man and he goes, or come to another and he comes, or do this to my servant and he does it. When he heard that, Jesus said to his followers in amazement, Believe me, I have not found faith like this, even in Israel. And to the centurion, Jesus said, Go then, let it be done to thee as thy faith foretold. And at that hour, his servant was healed. Matthew 8:14-17. And when Jesus went into Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying ill with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began waiting on him. When evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick with a word. And thus he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our disease. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 through 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good courage. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Another translation says, in the Williams translation, he says, and a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years came up and touched the tassel on his coat. For she kept saying to herself, if I can only touch his coat, I will get well. And Jesus, on turning and seeing her, said, cheer up, my daughter. Your faith has cured you. And from that moment, the woman was well. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 35. And Jesus was passing further on his way. He was followed by two blind men who cried aloud, Son of David, have pity on me. These blind men came to him when he had gone into his lodging. And Jesus said to them, have you the faith to believe that I can do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Thereupon he touched their eyes and said, your faith shall not be disappointed. Then their eyes were opened, and Jesus laid a strict charge on them, telling them, be sure nobody hears of this. But they had no sooner gone out than they talked of him in all the country round. And it chanced that as they were going, a dumb man was brought to him, possessed with the devil. The devil was cast out, and the dumb man found speech, at which the multitudes were filled with amazement. Nothing like this, they said, was ever seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, it is the prince of the devils that it enables him to cast out the devil. So Jesus went about all their cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and curing.
We'll say, the song says, it's not over till God says it's over. Will it ever go away? Or is it here to stay? Will it always be this way? The song says, I'm so confused. Don't know what you're gonna do. My personal testimony says, we came to tell you, don't trust the voice in your head. Telling you that it's done. We have good news for you. As long as he's on the throne, you. You just have to gather all the faith you have and know. Is somebody willing to believe that it's not over? Is somebody willing to receive it? Come on. Verse 2 says, you've been blaming the world for everything that's happened to you. Somewhere along the way, you've become bitter of everything. We came to encourage you, don't trust the voice in your head telling you that you're done. You see, as long as his name is Jesus, you have just begun. Come on, choir, raise it up, say. So God says it's over. It's not the end. You are not finished. There may be some mountains, and yeah, they're going to stand in your way. But the God we serve, he specializes in moving mountains every single day. You just have to have the faith and know. Come on, everybody, say that you shall live. Hey, no, you're not going to die. Hey, you'll survive. Why? Because says it's over. It's not the end, y'all. No, you ain't finished. You see, there's going to be some mountains, and yeah, they're going to stand in your way. But the God we serve, oh yeah, he's the master at moving mountains every single day. You just have to have the faith and know. Say, we came to speak to all the depressed spirits, all the lonely spirits, the sad heart. We came to tell you it's not over. Is somebody willing to believe it? Is somebody willing to receive that it's not over? Come on, choir. Say,
it's not over.
Gather all the strength you have and just believe. Sing,
it's not over.
Lift your voice and say, hey, you can make it. Make it, cause
it's not over.
Until he says it's over. He's not finished with you yet. Come on, everybody, you gotta believe
it's not over.
Don't give up, y'all. Don't you throw in the towel.
Over.
Why? Because we said it's not over.
my God. May we have your attention, because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who can replace all that's missed?
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
something about,
I don't know everything, but I know this,
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer,
my healer,
Jehovah Rapha,
my savior,
my way maker,
my way maker,
my joy,
my joy, my provider,
strong tower,
my strong tower,
but most importantly,
and he gave his life for me.
His name.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus. Because when I'm sick, he's my healer. Drowning in my sins.
My joy.
I didn't have a job, but he provided for me. But most
importantly,
there's only one name.
There's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody.
Nobody, Lisa.
Sweet.
Jesus.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize there's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody like,
come on, Lisa.
Jesus.
Winners now.
We're winners.
Clap your hands right here. Come on, SOB.
Loud enough, he may sing just a few, just a little bit. Let's get him while we got him, all right? This is a song I should have got. Right. Y'all would help him sing it tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift the sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that.
Looked all around, couldn't find no guy. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you.
Did you search all over, baby?
Said I searched all over, couldn't find a lie.
Nobody
can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways and mighty your hand. You are here. All over,
disappear for a second, Pastor Cobb. I know you. Come on up.
put your hands together. Let's have some church, y'all. Come on, clap your hands like you're going to somebody's church. Come on. Little song says, here we go.
There is power. So much power. Power. In the name of Jesus. Power.
Come on, clap your hands.
So much power. There's power in the name.
Can I sing a verse right here? Listen. A man came to Jesus. He said, Lord, I want to be healed. Body's all filled with souls. He said, Lord, I want to live. Jesus reached out and touched him, and all of his souls went away. Just like he healed that man that day, he'll take your sickness away. Cause there's power. Come on, church.
So much power.
For those of you that are celebrating a birthday on today, we here from the NFI studio would love to say happy birthday. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've got praise the Lord and welcome back. What a powerful word. And thank you so much for letting God use you. Now back with more gospel music.
Woo! Come on, it's a song of intercession.
All of these songs we keep singing, all of this praise we keep bringing, yeah. When it's all said and done, yeah, we just want you to come.
Hey!
These hands we keep raising, these prayers we keep praying, when it's all said and done, we just want you to come. So here's our prayer, Lord. Let it go. Let it go.
that you make one step, you'll make two. Cause there ain't no limit what God can do. He said, if you go, don't worry about yourself. He said, all you have to do is make a step, just move. He said, Moses down in Egypt land, with only a rod in his hand. That's what things got hard in the stretch out. He said, all you have to do is make a step. Made a step, I made a step.
Holy Ghost, 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 Hol Put your hands together. Put your hands together. We clap like this back in the day. We still know how to clap like this? You still know how to clap like this? Come on, Total Praise. Let's take them there. There's been a change.
We're not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
God bless them. Some years ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, if he has to reach way down, we're going to have some church now. Come on, put those hands together. Y'all know this song? Some of y'all know this song. Y'all don't mind helping us sing. Here we go. Listen. If he has to reach way down,
he'll pick you up.
If he has to reach
way down,
oh yeah,
he'll pick you up.
If he has to reach
way down,
oh yeah,
he'll pick
I can't hear
you.
Jesus. If he has to reach, can I get a witness out there? If he has to reach, oh Lord,
he will pick you up.
Jesus,
he will pick you up. If he has to reach,
listen, listen. If you go out and party all night long, singing in the choir on Sunday morning, you done nothing wrong. If you can't sing the way you used to, listen here, it's like I don't understand things. What? If it has to reach way,
Jesus will pick you up.
If it has to
reach
way, can I get a sanctified
way? He'll pick you up.
If it has to reach
way,
yes, he will.
He'll pick you up.
Jesus
will pick you up.
I got one more thing to say here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so much, just preaching for the money, and I care it for the soul. If you can't preach my brother the way you used to, because I know the same thing, but I couldn't do it if I could wait. Jesus,
Jesus,
if
you
have to
wait,
if you have to
wait,
yes, you will. Oh, I feel good. Should ever have a
reach?
If he has to reach, if the Lord has to reach, without no more soul, to touch your life, to touch your heart, to touch your mind, make everything all right. We came to let you know, still will pick you up. Can't nobody do
you.
Like Jesus came, just let him be the lover of your life. He can be a husband, he can be a husband, he can be a mama leader. Said yes to you, said yes to you, said yes to you. I know here we are, I know here we are, I know here we are, I know here we are. Can I get one witness? Can I get one witness? I know here we are. Said yes to you. Said yes to you. I know here we are. I know here we are. I know here we are. Said it didn't for me. Said it didn't for me. What fine that
time.
What fine.
Pick you up.
Anybody won't be.
He'll pick you up.
put those hands together. Come on. Y'all ain't had no church yet. Come on, we gonna have some church.